shocked to receive 85% of them back as undeliverable because the return address, the zip code, was not that senator's constituent. Minuteman Civil Defense Corps' message is no amnesty. Secure our borders. Enforce the laws. No North American Union. And finally, end automatic birthright citizenship. For coming out in a joint effort in a spirit of patriotism, joining this effort to make the American voices louder and clearer. Thank you.
If you're in the front and you're able to sit down, please bring it down a little bit so the speakers can hear, can get out to the people that are in the shadows.
That means you guys are standing.
That's
up.
Right. If you can kneel down, if you can sit on the grass is nice, it's dry, heat.
We'll help you up.
Our next speaker is John Kavanaugh. He is a member of the Arizona State Legislature from District 8. Russell mentioned him earlier as a proud American devoted to securing our immigration laws. He's got some wise words to tell you. And let's introduce John Kavanaugh to the stage.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for your support of our country. Let me ask you a question. The senators in Washington who are trying to reshove this dangerous, defective bill back down the throats of the American people without any public debate. Do you think that they believe that we are dumb? Dumber? Or dumbest? Because I think they think that we're dumbest. Yeah, Russell hit it right on the nose. They're trying to resurrect a bad bill that already died a just death. They're going to spin it with a little bit of cosmetics. And like Russell said, lipstick on a pig is still a pig. This bill is a pig. This bill is not a kosher pig. This bill must be slaughtered. That these politicians who think we are dumbest have told us.
Which one?
Last year, when the Republicans still controlled the House and the Senate, their line was, the only people who will get citizenship under the plan are people with deep roots in our country. People who have been here for years, who have homes, families, jobs. The new bill, if you got here last January, your roots are deep enough. But where I come from, those are no roots. It's now a ruthless amnesty program anybody can get.
It's not gonna pass.
Amen. Amen. They also told us that these people will have to pay. Forget about the fact that the payment is less than they gave to the coyote to get here illegally. They said they have to pay. Now we find out that they can stay here forever on the C visa and they don't even pay anything. Another lie. The next lie. No C visas until the border is secured. But it's a lie, because what they didn't tell you was every one of these illegal aliens will be eligible for a temporary visa until we secure the border. That's how they lie to you. That's why they think you are. We are the dumbest. They talked about the... Well, everything they said was a lie, and it's absolutely ridiculous. The point that I want to make is this. Don't worry about what those politicians think about your IQ. Don't worry about whether they think we're dumb, dumber, or dumbest. The one thing that those politicians that are double-crossing us and double-crossing this country need to know is that regardless of our IQ, we got long memories. They all have to come back for re-election, and any one of them that betrays this country with this bill, we're going to throw out. Never forget. And God bless America.
Our next speaker is Rusty Childress. Mr. Childress is the founder of United for Sovereign America, and he'll be speaking on behalf of Terry Anderson, if you know Terry. Mr. Anderson is a well-known radio personality who can be heard on KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix. Let's welcome Rusty Childress.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Terry Anderson has a radio show on Sunday, 9 p.m. every single week for an hour. He only talks about illegal immigration. It's exclusive. I want you to listen to Terry Anderson. He was invited to come here today, but he's at a fundraiser for the next president of the United States, Tom Tancredo. But he gave me some words that he wanted me to share with you today, because amnesty is a topic that's on the front page of the paper today. It only cost $several billion. Several billion is all. But Terry's got a different plan with amnesty. A little bit different. Listen to this. He says the debate over the illegal alien invasion has already happened. It's over. The American people have stated loud and clear that they want all legal aliens deported and not rewarded. Those who do not want illegal aliens deported, including some elected politicians, racist, separatist, hate groups like MALDEF, LULAC, mentioned in the National Council of the Race, etc., the media and the elitists like Bill O'Reilly continually tell us that we can't round up 20 million people. The term round up is inflammatory and is used to make us seem barbaric and less than human and discourage us from doing what must be done to save America. The truth of the matter is, though, that we don't have to round up anybody. What we have to do is make the existence in this country extremely hostile to those here illegally. And guess what? They will leave. Make it where they can't buy or sell, can't rent, can't drive, can't work, can't medicate, educate, or incarcerate. Do these things because they will leave. Having said that, I offer to my country a humble plan to rid us of this huge burden. The plan is based on common sense, the law, and the will to do it. It goes like this. Congress shall declare a 90-day amnesty for all illegal aliens. There's your amnesty. It's declared. During that period, no status adjustments will be made. Zero. For 90 days, illegal aliens will have the opportunity to dispose of any accumulated assets, both real and personal. Bought a house? Sell it. Bought a car? Sell it. Got a dog? Give it away. They will have 3 months to settle their affairs and sever all ties to this country. At the end of the amnesty period,
get the hell out of our country!
On day 91, any illegal alien still here will be considered a federal felony fugitive and will be arrested in jail. Yeah! Woo! in the first time 5 years, in the second time 10 years, in the third time, well, we'll build a 10th prison in California-Arizona desert and expand it as needed. Once jailed, all assets will be seized and sold at auction. All proceeds will be used to incarcerate said illegal aliens. These stipulations will apply to anyone who entered the country illegally or any visa overstay of 1 day or more. Any illegal alien caught in the United States after the amnesty period has expired will be banned from the country for life. On day 91, any employer who hires an illegal alien fugitive will be jailed. 1 year for the first offense, 5 years for the second, and 10 years for the third. These laws and penalties will also apply to any bank lending money to illegal aliens. And anyone giving them aid and shelter, including churches. American-born children of illegal aliens will be placed in jeopardy by the actions of their parents. Since the American people have no hands in these actions, the responsibility for the care of these children will be that of their parents. If they self-deport, they have the option to take the kids with them or leave them here with an adult of their choice. If the parent is incarcerated as an illegal alien fugitive, they may have the option of placing the children with an adult of their choice or making them wards of the federal government and placed in an institution until their release. These measures are hard, but they are fair and needed to assure the survival of this once great country. They apply to anyone in the country illegally, regardless of race, creed, color, height, weight, age, sex, or national origin. Ladies and gentlemen, sovereignty forever, one world order, never.
In 1965, Ted Kennedy said, "The bill will not flood our cities with immigrants. It will not upset the ethnic mix of our society. It will not relax the standards of admission. It will not cause American workers to lose jobs." That was 1965. 20 years later, Ted Kennedy said, "This amnesty will get citizenship to only 1.1 to 1.3 million illegal aliens. We will secure our borders henceforth. We will never again bring forward another amnesty bill like this." That was 1986. Now keep in mind, I mentioned to you earlier that on my podcast I spoke with Chief Bill King from Amnesty, 1986. They all told the people, the Americans, like they're telling us now, there was only going to be 1.3 million showing up for amnesty, but 3.3 showed up. 20 years later, we're hearing from Ted Kennedy. Now it's time for action. 2007 is the year we must fix our border system. If they're telling us there's only 12 million, if that's their number, you know the real number is 24 million or 30 million. We know that. We've got his words. We've learned from history. We see what's happening. And as Robert Rector from Heritage said, 12 million illegal aliens will cost the taxpayers $2.5 trillion. But the real number, not according to Ted Kennedy, the real number is 24 to 30 million, which will cost us $5 trillion. We are screwed with a big S. We are screwed. Our next guest, the media loves in Mexico. They have nicknamed him the devil with two walking sticks. Many of you know him as Buffalo Rick. He's a disabled American veteran and a member of United for a Sovereign America. Let's introduce the devil with two sticks, Buffalo Rick.
Woo!
is thank you all for coming out and being true American patriots here today. Not since 1860s have we faced what we're facing in this country today. Not since 1776 have our leaders trodden on us the way they are today. On 9/11, we found out who the enemy was. The problem is, the real enemy did not show their face. The real enemy are the enemy within. This sign that you see in front of me here shows some of the traitors to this country. And I have no problem calling them traitors. They took an oath to defend and uphold our Constitution. And they have failed to do so. Now, if you were a corporate president, and you took the office of president and you failed to perform, what would happen? You would lose your job. It's time for Americans to say, we're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. If our elected officials cannot do their job, it is time for us to arrive at their offices daily with pitchforks and torches to let them know they are no different than the Frankenstein monster in the movies. Their sense of power has sent them mad. And it's time for you as American citizens to get as mad as I am and to knock on their doors and tell them, if you cannot do the job, we will remove you from office if it has to be physically. There are people among us today that call themselves journalists. They call themselves reporters. Basically, people like the bird down here from the New Times, who seems to think that we're all racist bigots. I got news for you. If we're racist bigots, you'd be hanging from that tree. It's very simple. We would invite every American out here. You saw the guys ride in. This is Riders USA. If you want to be a frontline warrior, you don't have to have a motorcycle. You don't have to want to ride. All you have to do is want to have our laws enforced, our country secured, and the fence built, and our borders will be secured. Thank you all very much, and God bless America. How about for the devil carrying two sticks? I'm sorry, I don't think he heard you. The devil. It's just amazing how the opposition wants to slam us and call us crazy, crazy schoolyard names for simply wanting to defend the laws of this country. Speaking of ridiculous, is John McCain deserving of your trust?
No!
Senator John McCain said, quote, America is still a land of opportunity, and we're not going to erect barriers and fences. Is John McCain deserving of your trust?
No!
We need to deport John McCain. I'm not kidding. We need to deport John McCain. Look, we've got water over here to the right of the stage. We've got petitions. If your name is not on everyone, and I mean your real name, not the one that's on your matricular, cancelar card. Over there, fill it out. We've got a lot of work to do as citizens. We've got a lot of responsibilities. And our next guest, before I get to our next guest, my man Steve, the keeper of the list, is still standing here, faithfully waiting for people who would like to speak after the speakers. We're going to open up the mic for 2 minutes at a time. If you want to get on that list, we still have a couple of spots left. My next guest is Mr. Neville Cramer. Mr. Kramer is a special agent with 26 years of combined experience with the Immigration and Naturalization Service and as a Border Patrol agent in Eagle Pass, Texas. Let's all have a big round of applause for Neville Kramer.
A lot of tough acts to follow, but I'm going to do my best. First, I'd like to thank Matt for inviting me out here.
Down.
Want me to sit down? Oh. I took orders pretty good in the Border Patrol. I retired in 2002 after serving more than 26 years as an agent with the INS, and then and now it stood for I'm not sure. Because we really don't know in this country what we're going to do with this situation, and our politicians are about to sell us down the drain. For those of you who want to claim that I don't like foreigners, there's my wife's green card. I'll tell you about foreigners. I don't like illegal aliens like Roberto Lemus Rentana, an illegal alien janitor who was working in the Scottsdale High School and was just convicted of raping a 14-year-old student. That's what we get. When the mayor doesn't care, the chief of police doesn't care, and the school board doesn't care about illegal immigration. They traded away a young girl's life because they don't care if they hire criminal illegal aliens or not. Let me talk for just a moment about 1986. I know it's been mentioned before, but I don't think there's too many people here that were in INS headquarters when that law was written and passed. It represents a lesson that every American should remember. In 1986, politicians promised Americans we will never need another amnesty. In 1986, we legalized over 3 million illegal aliens. And in 1986, the employer sanctions program was made into nothing but a meaningless paper tiger. As a nation, we should have learned one thing. If a program truly works to control illegal immigration, our politicians will never let it see the light of day. We have examples. We have sophisticated ground radar systems and other superb technology that we could use to secure our borders. We don't use it. Why? Because it will work. Why don't we detain every person caught illegally entering this country for a minimum of 120 days? Because it will work. That's why. Why don't we have employer sanctions program and a mandatory Social Security verification system for employers? Because it will work. That's why. Instead, our officials and politicians would rather risk our security for the sake of a few dollars. Our politicians in Washington are getting ready to do it again. I can assure you, just as we saw in 1986, if those 12 million illegal aliens are granted C visas, amnesty, or any other kind of legal status, the lobbyists in Washington will never, never allow the proper enforcement programs to be put in place. Politicians can claim they have earmarked $4.4 billion or $44 billion. It doesn't matter. Just as I have been saying for more than 30 years in my life, we must first secure our borders and implement effective employer sanctions. Let's keep America free and the greatest place on earth for legal immigration. Thank you very much for having me.
My name is Todd Hartley. I run Phoenix News PHX, the abbreviation for Phoenix, phxnews.com. For those of you who love this issue, you're passionate about it, like me, I do a podcast several times a week where I reach into each one of the leading experts. This week I spoke with Patty Kumpion. You may know the wife of Jose Kumpion.
That's exactly right. It's from Ramos and Cubillon. He's Bush's political prisoner. I also spoke with President Bush's latest political prisoner, Noe Alamon. And he, I spoke with him just hours before he went to jail for a typographical error on the legal adoption papers of his three nieces. The guy got thrown into jail, and this is common practice at the Bush administration and the nonsense that's happening in Washington. From a sign of hands, which of you have served proudly for our American armed forces? Please show your hands. God bless all of you who have done that. They told you that you were discharged. I think at one time they discharged you. Unfortunately, you're all having to come back because Washington dropped the ball, and it's time for all of us proud Americans to start serving again to make this country secure. I spoke with Border Agent Joseph DeCero. He has since retired from when he got two positive radioactive hits at a border checkpoint in San Diego. You can hear that podcast on my website, phxnews.com. You can understand why he retired. He's fed up with it. Nobody's interested. They wanted to chase after the vehicles, but couldn't get approval from their supervisors to leave the checkpoint. We are rotting from the core, and the only good people left are you and I willing to stand up, and we have to do something about it. Water is off to the right side. Petitions over here. Make sure you get your names on it. Our next speaker is Jack Watson. Mr. Watson is a candidate for city council in District 3. If you don't get good representation, it's your own fault. You know that. I don't need to preach to the choir. But if you can't do anything, move to Jack Watson's future district. Jack, welcome up.
It's great to see everybody here for this kind of an event. And like you said, I am running for city council for Phoenix District 3 because I'm tired of the representation that I get. I'm tired of the representation that we have from City Hall. We don't have politicians in our elected offices who listen to us. They don't care what we think, so therefore it's time to get them out of office. I am running for city council in District 3. We're running a completely grassroots campaign, and therefore I can use as much support as I can get, but I'm not here for that. What I'm here for is I'm here to tell you I'm not up at this podium to speak to you because I'm a candidate for city council. I'm at this podium to speak to you because I'm an American citizen. I'm a resident of Phoenix, and I'm tired of what they're trying to shove down our throats from Washington. We've got to put an end to it. If that means getting in your car and going to D.C. and standing up to them toe-to-toe and face-to-face and telling them amnesty is wrong, then that's what we do. If that means getting on your phone, getting on your computer, regardless of the method of getting to them, we've got to get to them. In my campaign, I've talked to God knows how many people, enough that I've got holes in my boots from walking around talking to people, and everybody wants to know, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? My standard answer to that is, it's a nonpartisan race. And they always counter that statement with, there's no such thing as a nonpartisan anything. Looking out into this audience right now, I'll guarantee you there is such a thing as nonpartisanship. Because we've got Democrats, we've got Republicans, we've got everybody demanding that our federal government do something about this issue. If we can stand nonpartisan, shoulder to shoulder, we will change this. We will make our voices be heard in Washington. They will have no choice but to do something about this. I want to keep this very short, and the reason I want to keep it short is because although I am running for office, one of the things that I truly believe we're lacking in Phoenix government today is we're lacking politicians who care more about what we think than what they think. I know there's a list circulating over here for all of you who want to speak, so I'm going to turn the mic back over to Todd so we can get this over with, because what I'm more interested in is hearing what the residents have to say, because that's what counts. Our votes as residents of this great country, then they'll hear our voice. Thank you very much.
Is Senator John Kyle deserving of your trust? I'm sorry, is Senator John Kyle deserving of your trust? Kyle said, my plan isn't amnesty. It's not amnesty, it's realistic. Is John Kyle deserving of your trust? We've got trouble. We've got big trouble here in River City, and it's not looking good. I've got Anna Gaines coming up, Bob Parks, Steve Lurie, and Terry Taylor. I've got a list right here with the keeper of the list. Steve has got it. He's got a couple of spots left. We would love to get you to sign up so you can come up and speak for 2 minutes. We're going to do an open mic. And we know all of you are getting warm out there and it's a long day. So we're going to try to speed things up to make sure everybody gets to participate. But before we forget, as lovers of the law in defending our borders, isn't it important for us to turn around for the men and women in service today that are defending us, that are wearing uniforms, that have a badge, that are out here to make sure that we're safe? Isn't it appropriate for us to turn around and applaud them today when you're leaving and you see them on their mountain bikes, or you see them wearing their dark uniforms and you know how hot they are because they're as hot as you are? Make sure you go up and you thank them from the bottom of your heart, because we know how the opposition plays this game. Every place we go and we speak, the opposition covers their face and they get violent, they push, they shove, they call names. We are peaceful Americans defending the law, and make sure you thank those that are here helping us use our rights and exercise our freedom of speech.
Can you call up Colonel Al Rodriguez?
Yes. Colonel Al Rodriguez, if you can hear me. Colonel Al, where are you? I'd like to bring up Colonel Al Rodriguez. He's going to share with you his thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Rodriguez. As I look around here, I feel confident. Very confident, because we have two kinds of people out here. Number one, the veterans. Please raise your hand. And the rest of you patriotic Americans. That's why I am confident. You think this amnesty bill is going to go through? I don't think so. Please bear with me. I have a few words to say, and I promise you won't be over 8 minutes.
Talk loud.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Albert F. Rodriguez. I'm a retired Army colonel who probably served this nation for 31 years. I'm here as an American Hispanic descent, but I am an American. I believe that this nation must enforce its immigration laws in order to protect the security and interest of all its citizens. If you don't speak for me here, it's here today, joining other patriotic people, because the President of the United States of America and leaders of the United States Senate refuse to listen to our voices. They refuse to listen to the voices of the American people of every conceivable racial, religious, and ethnic background. They have made it very clear that they oppose granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. They are loudly and adamantly saying to Bush, McCain, and Kennedy, no to illegal alien amnesty. because Americans have a strong sense of right and wrong, and they know in their hearts that rewarding people who have broken the laws, who have got in front of others, who have stolen jobs and opportunities from law-abiding, hard-working people is just wrong. They are saying no because they understand that granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens will bankrupt this nation and destroy the backbone of our society, the middle class, you and I. No matter how often, how respectfully, how passionately the American public rejects the idea of amnesty for illegal aliens, this president and this Congress and two of our senators appear deaf to the voices and concerns of the constituents. Our pleas have been met with contempt from our leaders. When the Senate appeared to finally accede to the bill of the people and tabled the Bush-McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill, President Bush, speaking in Bulgaria, contemptuously sneered that he would be seeing us at the signing ceremony. Deport Bush. For many who are pushing this amnesty, especially the men in the White House, this bill is about doing the bidding of business interests who have decided they no longer have any use for the middle class workers in America. But they want us to believe that this mass amnesty bill is about compassion for millions of people from other countries who are seeking America's dream. We, the American people, have empathy for them, for those who are seeking opportunities, for the little tolerance for the cynical way in which our political leaders are using them to make their true motives. We understand the dreams, hopes, and aspirations of people who break our laws, even as we insist that our immigration laws be enforced. No matter how understandable the motives, breaking our laws cannot be condoned or rewarded, especially when it comes at great cost to others. We insist that our laws be enforced because as American citizens and lawful immigrants, we too have dreams. We have dreams of well-paying jobs that will permit us to provide a decent standard of living for our families. We have dreams of a school that provided quality education for our children so that they can achieve their dream. We have dreams of living in communities that provide a safe and healthy environment to raise our children. Every day these dreams are being dashed by illegal immigration and our government's refusal to enforce laws meant to protect those dreams. We are here today because those dashed dreams will become impossible dreams if the Bush-McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill should become law. Are you hot enough to not let it become a law?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. And thank you for being here. Colonel Rodriguez, can we get a big round of applause? Colonel Rodriguez is the founder for You Don't Speak to Me, You Don't Speak for Me, You Don't Speak to Me Any Day.
Pilo.
I'm sure you agree with that.
I need Pilo.
Oh, hello.
Coming up on our list is Anna Gaines. We have Steve Laurie, Terry Taylor, Bob Parks, and any of you that would like to get on the list over here.
I got a degenerate.
President Bush says that we need to convince the American people that comprehensive immigration reform is the right thing. I think what he's saying is we need to fool the American people into thinking this is the right thing. That's what he's thinking. And that's why I've got to introduce my next guest. You know, most of these cities, like the one you're in right now, is a sanctuary city. And you know, in sanctuary cities, you can't ask if somebody's here legally in this country, and that in itself is an absolute crime. Our next speaker, Steve Laurie, is running for mayor of Phoenix. He's a staunch supporter of the U.S. Constitution. He is a fighter against the people and its institutions that desire to bring tyranny upon us. When he gets up here, We've got to find out if he's going to have a sanctuary city policy. If you vote for him, you need to make sure that this isn't a sanctuary city anymore. Let's welcome Steve Loring up to the podium.
I'll start off by telling you the answer to the gentleman's question is no. When I'm in that seat, we will not have a sanctuary city in Phoenix. Now, the theme of today's rally is Wake Up America. Are you guys woken up out there?
Yeah!
The problem is, we're here, we're fighting for our rights, we're fighting for our Constitution. Where's everybody else? Well, unfortunately, they are fast asleep. Thomas Jefferson said, lethargy is a forerunner of the death to public liberty, and it is happening now. The citizens are put to sleep by working long hours to pay for gas, housing, and when they're done, all they can do is sit in front of 180 cables of channel, their iPods, video games, and they don't have time to even think about these issues that are facing us. The average citizen is truly asleep, while their God-given rights are slowly being taken away. Just like a stream built the Grand Canyon, each day there's a drip of water on our Constitution. And if we don't do something about it in time, we won't have a Constitution. But it's happening so slowly, and we're all so asleep, beyond the people here, we don't see it happening. Now, our rights are far more limited today than they were even a year ago. A lot of this has been brought on. No government will come to us and say, we're taking your constitutional rights away. There'd be marching in the streets. We'd be up in arms. It doesn't happen that way. The way it happens is, they say, we're going to take security measures. We're going to fight terrorism. We need to fight crime. And under the guise of those things, we end up giving away our constitutional rights, unbeknownst to us. It happens very slowly, but it does happen surely. Now, I'll tell you, today, your phone calls and conversations may be listened to. Your emails may be read. Your right to speak freely may be curtailed or chilled. Your person and effects will be searched each time you wish to travel. The Fourth Amendment protects our right against unreasonable search and seizure in our person and effects. When we go down to take a flight, we give up those rights just to take a flight, even if you're not a threat whatsoever. Now, when you go to a government building, if you're summoned to go to a government building, you are also searched. By your person effects are searched. Also, you're giving up your Fourth Amendment right not to be searched. U.S. citizens may be jailed indefinitely without charges filed against them if they are deemed a threat by this country. Just this week, your mayor, the current mayor and city council, voted to appropriate $178,000 for what? For a device that will allow city officials to track any citizen by using their cell phone. They may as well give us all GPS devices so they know where each of you are at any given time of the day. Now, that device was bought under the guise of security, fighting crime. But where's the protection against that being used against any particular citizen who does not fall in that category? There is no law. Again, our rights are curtailed. Well, let me tell you, this goes to the fence because the issue of immigration is far larger than just immigration. It's our rights being slipped away. It's our constitutional rights being taken away. What happens when we get to the point where the government will seize private property or jail people, political dissenters with false criminal charges? That's right. Just as Lady said, it is happening now. It is happening now. People are losing their property by seizure. People are being jailed wrongly and false charges if they're dissenters. The line has been crossed by the government. The government will not be retreating. Wake up. Spread the word. It's true. All these things are true. We're on the precipice. The government officials, and I don't say all of them, because Russell Pierce is a great American. Ron Paul's down in Phoenix today. Great American fighting for our constitutional rights. There are good people. There are good people in our government. But there are many, and they do not follow the law. They will not. They do what they want in any situation. The people have been asleep. In the last election in Phoenix, 5% of the people decided for the other 95%. That's not our democracy. People need to know there's an election coming up. We need to vote. We need to vote out the sanctuary policy in Phoenix. Our God-given rights embodied in this Constitution are absolutely and totally under a constant threat. We're heading towards a totalitarian authority society. We're on that road right now. It's a slippery slope. I hope all of you see it. Unfortunately, the people not here today, I don't think they see it. That's a danger. So I thank you. God bless and help me put, let's all put good Americans in these offices over the next few years. The best way to change the system, whether it be amnesty, tax dollars being wasted and given away, taxes being raised, the best way to do it is from within the system. Let's try to get good people in offices. If that doesn't work, well, we'll try to fix it from the outside. God bless you.
His name is Steve Lorey. He's running for mayor. He wants to be the next mayor of the city of Phoenix.
Yeah,
Randy Gordon. Gordon sucks.
I'd like to introduce you to Anna Gaines before I do so. If you're interested in being one of the speakers, we got a couple of spots left. Steve, raise your hand. He's the keeper of the speakers list. We're going to open up shortly to... Yes, thank you. He's the keeper of the speakers list. We are going to be opening up the speaker's microphone pretty soon for 2 minutes addresses. There's a recall McCain and Kyle petitions on property. That's all the note says. That's all I know. So let's turn to Anna Gaines. Ms. Gaines is a retired high school educator with degrees from the great University of Arizona, like myself, in Tucson, and also her master's from Arizona State University. She is a member of several organizations, among United for a Sovereign America and the Minutemen of Arizona. She's here today speaking for You Don't Speak For Me, Arizona. Let's welcome Ms. Anna Gaines.
Make her stand up.
I need a stool. I always tell everybody I'm short, but not where it counts. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. I'm very happy to see how many people are here. This is the real time to be a patriot, and you definitely are being here in this heat, and I applaud you for that. Thank you. A year ago, I decided that I needed to do something for my country. This has been my country for 47 years, and I am a very, very true American, regardless of where I was born. This is my country, and I'm standing for it. As you know, we're all here to protest our leaders who are trying to give away our country. Many people think that we, because we are Hispanics, Latino, or Mexican descendants, whatever the name is, that we are for amnesty. We are not for amnesty. We oppose amnesty. We don't care what country the illegals come from. If they are here illegally, they need to go home and do it the right way. The great majority of Americans, most of us consider ourselves Americans first. And there's no such thing as dual citizenship for us, because I don't believe in that.
No.
You are either American or Mexican. If you're Mexican, you better be in Mexico. If you're American, you better be here. I want to make sure that you know that I'm with the Americans, American citizens, and with our country all the way.
There's no way that I will ever look back and try to help give away our country. I am calling, a friend of mine and myself are calling Washington, D.C. every single day, 24/7 if necessary. We need to let them know how we feel. What we need is not another immigration bill. We need the laws that we already have on the books enforced. We need our borders protected. We need the laws enforced. And then we'll talk about whatever it is the government thinks we need for our businessmen. But I don't think there's a need for that right now, not until we clean up the mess we have allowed to happen. Many of us came here from another country as legal immigrants. I'm one of them. And I realized I was coming to a different country, different language, different people, and I embraced it. And I think anyone who comes here needs to do the same thing in order to assimilate and be a part of this country. You always have that part of you that will be in you, but you should not impose it on anybody else of the country that you live in. I will say that my experience has been that every legal immigrant that I have met come in with good values. They are the ones that made America great. The ones who come in the legal way, sneaking in the night and committing crimes when they come in, violating our laws. They are the ones that we do not need here. They are not going to make good citizens. They are not going to be any help to America. We need to get rid of those. The one thing you need to guard against is the fact that most of the illegals have an issue with making you feel sorry for them. They play the compassion card. They will cry and whine and tell you how sad their lives are, and it's only a way of manipulating people. I know because I came from Mexico and I know how people manipulate others. Fortunately, I had a mother who taught me better than that. And I believe that we need to feel sorry for people that come in illegally while destroying our culture, our population's opportunity for employment. We need to take care of our own. Thank you. No on amnesty, no on guest workers, no on any immigration program until the laws are enforced. Mr. President, Senator Kyle, Senator McCain, we will not let you have our country to give away.
What's so hard with understanding enforce the laws first? What's so difficult about enforce the laws first? We all get it. But obviously the people in Washington, D.C., our elected representatives, the governor in this state, she doesn't get it. And it's us. When we leave here, we've got to remind them. The work starts, really, when we leave here. I'd like to introduce... Let me see if we've got a couple of people here. Bob Parks, Veterans for Secure Borders. Very nice. Let's introduce Bob Parks. Bob, welcome up to the podium. Let's hear it for Bob Parks.
Question for Buffalo Rick.
What do you really think?
You don't want to know, Bob. I'm already loading my weapon.
Mr. President, members of Congress, listen up. Veterans for Secure Borders say, don't betray us. Since 1790, 42 million...
Real loud.
Mr. President, members of Congress, listen up. Veterans for Secure Borders say, don't betray us. Since 1790, 42 million American veterans have taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. All gave some gave all. From 1790 to 1991, 651,000 battle deaths are solid evidence of their total commitment to that oath. Mr. President, they didn't die for open borders. Defending 400,000 brought home the scars of war. In coming weeks, we will see the culmination of a process President Bush kicked off in 2000 before 9/11, namely whether the U.S. will ever remain a republic or be subsumed into the North American Union, also known as the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Dr.
Parker Amnesty proposals before the Senate seriously erode U.S. sovereignty to the point where American people will no longer have a say in how their country is governed as millions of new immigrants and their descendants are allowed in. With demonstrators chanting, "Today we march, tomorrow we vote," will America's Republican form of government, as guaranteed by our Constitution, survive with an additional 200 million more people crammed in to diminishing open spaces? To this day, our young men and women continue to step up, accept their oath, and go forth to battle to defend freedom, where sadly, too many make the ultimate sacrifice, while hate America mobs fill our streets. Today, there are 25 million American veterans to whom we continue to owe our deepest gratitude, respect, and our freedoms. Massive amnesty for millions of poor, largely uneducated, illegal alien invaders will drain earned and necessary resources from our American veterans.
Right.
The President and too many members of Congress appear oblivious to the meaning of their oaths of office, as evidenced by their deliberate disregard of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, to wit, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them from invasion. With the number of foreign invaders violating our borders in increasing numbers, the rise in crime and violence, the environmental devastation, social and economic costs, no reasonable person can deny America is being invaded. The bold and absolute defiance of our laws by self-identified lawbreakers taking to the streets and neighborhoods with impunity under the banner of Mexico to demand American surrender to mob rule is reprehensible. The demonstrations witnessed by millions of Americans was not extraordinary, but is the typical way governments are influenced by many Latin American nations, where the rule of law is spelled M-O-B. Americans must stand by and witness in utter disbelief that this can occur without any resistance from our state and national authorities is a shameful demonstration of how weak and impotent our government leaders are. No one is above the law. Veterans for Secure Borders, on behalf of the millions of American veterans and all Americans, call upon the President and Congress to oppose all legislation that will result in the granting of amnesty and legal residency in any form by any name to millions of illegal alien invaders. We must have a clear, unequivocal statement issued by our President and Congress to the effect that any alien unlawfully present in the United States must leave or be removed. We demand that a sufficient number of our military be assigned to the Border Patrol in deterring further invasion of our nation's borders. This should be the mission at hand for veterans before our nation's sovereignty is harmonized into oblivion. Don't let it happen. Thank you, and God bless America.
I look at today as
like the Saturday, it might be the last Saturday we ever have off if Congress gets their way. $5 trillion on the taxpayers' back. This could be your last Saturday. You get to enjoy a day off doing something you want to do and not work you have to do to pay for the taxes. We should all be mad at them. I'm doing my best to be loud for you back out there. But you got to understand, my voice is about to go. Our shade is getting a lot bigger. You're welcome to come join the family up front. We'd love to see your faces. We do have Terry Taylor, who's with Riders Against Illegal Aliens. He's going to give us an update on the imprisoned Border Patrol agents. I spoke this week with Patty Kumpion. She had her first meeting with her husband. I'm sure we'll get more information. And you can find more information off my site at phxnews.com. Let's welcome Terry Taylor with Riders Against Illegal Aliens.
Great day for me seeing this many people show up. It's it's a great day to see everybody here. I've been to a lot of rallies, and this is yet the biggest. It seems that people are starting to pay attention and wanting to fight for America. I want to talk about Nacho Ramos, who we've become very big friends of. I'd like to tell you a few things that's happened to him while being in prison and the consequences of what's going on right now.
Really loud.
Nacho went in prison 150 days ago. He has been basically treated like a murderer or worse. He doesn't get the medical help that he needs. He was attacked within 1 week of being put in prison by illegal aliens. They kicked him and beat him severely. We now found out he has 2 vertebrae that have been broken in his back. L4, L5 have been broken. They gave him a little bit of pain medicine, say it's acute, but they'll do no more than that. He also has other medications that he takes over a regular basis and has for years. His normal doctor is the one who gave him his medicines, and the prison felt it okay to give him what they wanted to give him. But yet they lied to Monica, his wife, saying they did talk to the doctor. That was a lie. They never did. So the administration is trying to talk to Monica as if, well, we'll move him once the pressure is down. It's a terrible thing they're doing is they're propositioning to get the pressure off, you know, and let it die. And then they'll move him to another place. Monica talked to him about that. And Nacho says no. He says, I can't have it no worse. He's been 23 hours locked down every day and hasn't been solitary ever since he's been there. There's rules about solitary. Being in the hole like that, nobody talked to. Many states have rules against it about how long you can be there. Now, since this is for his own protection, he can be there for 10 years. And I guarantee you he will not come back the same in 10 years. I've met his children, his father-in-law, mother-in-law, father, cousins, aunts, you name it. They're beautiful people. I've really gotten to know them. I've stayed there for their homes many days. And I see the kids reaching out to me for, you know, that father figure type thing. And they need him back. I am not their father. I can only substitute a little bit and share a little time with him. But they hurt tremendously over it. And so does his wife and the rest of his family. Nacho wanted to make sure that everybody knows that the guards are starting to give him some respect. He says even a couple of the other inmates are doing so as well. Nacho hasn't had a haircut since he's been there. He looks quite different. He's lost 40 pounds. They've had money difficulties that is just terrible. They are about ready to lose their home. Their parents have spent their life savings. Everything has come to a halt for the entire family. He doesn't have commissary even hardly anymore. We've seen two boxes of letters that were sent to him, thousands of them, all over the world. He needs more. He needs us not to forget. He has made the decision to fight back, even though he sits behind bars and wonders if we are fighting for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I beg you all, please send a card, a funny card, anything to cheer him up. We have a donation bottle over here for him. I can't tell you how much they need your help. This has become very, very serious. The appeal takes time. Stink and Bush have got him out already.
Yeah.
She's losing her job in 3 months. The job is moving to another place. So she's going to be starting over another way. She has 3 boys. They played baseball all year, and every game they missed their father. This is the first year that happened. This man is not a criminal. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Eric.
I do have the address here. If anybody, I'll leave it over here in the tent. That's the address to write him. You can also find it on our website, FightersAgainstIllegalAliens.com. I don't know Compio. He can speak for me. I'm speaking for Nacho. That's who I know. And I've seen the devastation from it. I was one of the people that walked him in jail. It was one of the most terrible things I've ever seen. The entire family fell apart. This man is a good man, and don't listen to Johnny Sutton trying to belittle him. That guy needs to go down. He is no good. And I hope you guys study, educate yourselves, and make this the most important thing that's going on in our lives. If we do not stop this, it won't stop. Our leadership is making us promises right now. The president's saying, well, we'll give you $4.5 billion right away and start that thing, but let's just get this amnesty. Yeah, we believe them. We got it. We've watched for years. We would have to be a little bit blinder to actually listen to that. I hope that you all go out and speak to your friends and family and try to educate them. It's most important. I would like to really thank everybody here for being here. This is beautiful. June 30th, there's going to be a Johnny Sutton showdown in San Antonio. I know it's a long ways. Someone might be able to make it. Partial vacation, I don't know. They would love to have you there. Anybody can show, they would surely appreciate it. Monica had one thing to say. She says, no matter what colors we fly, Nacho and Monica consider us all family. She is sorry that she could not make it here today. She thanks you from the bottom of her heart. Thank you very much.
Jerry Taylor, Fighters Against Illegal Aliens. Let's hear it for Jerry. I know it's been a long day. I thank all of you for being out here. If you want to hear what Jose Compeon's wife told me on the telephone this week,
You're welcome to go listen to it. It's a nice long interview, revealing, emotional. I think you'll be a little bit ashamed to hear how revealing it is and what is going on in their relationship, how much this has hurt their relationship between the two of them, and how their kids are suffering. The interview is a lead story on my site, phxnews.com, the abbreviation for Phoenix. I encourage you to listen to it. I'll keep it up there forever. And I want to introduce our last guest before we go ahead and open up the mics to all of you. Our guest is Carl Thiel. He's the chairman of PacDerm Coalition. He's a Republican, a Reagan Republican, and he's a former House candidate. We'd like to welcome Carl Thiel up to the podium.
My name's Carl Steele, and I ran for the state house here in Arizona because I realized we're being invaded, ladies and gentlemen. You all know that. Let's look at the bill before us. If it doesn't get stopped, it's nothing short of tyranny. If this bill does not get stopped, it's nothing short of tyranny. A great American once said from New Hampshire, "Give me liberty or give me death." We need great Americans like that again to step up to the plate. What I'm here today to talk to you about is, I'm with the PacDerm Coalition. We're a group of Reagan Republicans that support our Constitution, love this country, and we want to remind our elected Republicans, John Kyle and Senator McCain, that the Republican platform is defend the border, no amnesty. Defend the border, no amnesty. We're going to hold them accountable. Must stop this bill. We're going to hold them accountable. One thing you guys can do today, there's hundreds of us here today. If you hold up those signs, believe it or not, at a freeway exit on public property, and you, during rush hour from 4 to 7 p.m., like the sign up there that says no open borders, I guarantee you will generate countless thousands of calls to Congress. So please, take those signs with you, whatever they'll let you take before, so make your own, no borders, and stand up by the freeways from 4 to 7 p.m. during rush hour, and you're going to see a groundswell. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless America.
Now, before we go to our speakers with 2 minutes each, I would like to have Carol Hand. Is Dr. Hand in the area?
Here.
Why don't you come join me, Carol? We'd like to do a quick honoring, we're going to call this Operation Body Count. We want to honor those Americans who have been killed by illegal immigrants. We want to do this. We need an audience. We need 72 participants to come right over here to the right side.
Can you both clear this area out just a little bit? We're going to need all this area here, and we need volunteers to pick up a cross, and we want you to stand with that cross as the names are called out.
So we would like 72 volunteers to come forward.
There is a lot of the protesters lined up with crosses with the name of U.S. citizens that were killed by illegal aliens, and all the names were read off, and that concluded most of the march here at the state capitol of Phoenix, Arizona. There was just a few counter protesters, and there was some corporate media coverage of it on the TV, and here's a selection of it.
Desplegamos a un equipo de Unición 33 al centro de Phoenix, donde Rubén Pereira nos tiene todo el informe. Rubén.
Así es, Alejandra, nos encontramos en el Capitolio Estatal, donde hace algunas horas estaba lleno de personas que tienen su punto de vista muy particular con respecto a la inmigración ilegal y quieren que los legisladores federales allá en Washington lo tomen muy en cuenta.
No, los mexicanos no quieren cambiar su país. Los mexicanos quieren cambiar.
llevar nuestro país a lo peor. ¡Basta!
Este fue el sentir de las cientos de personas que se reunieron en el Capitolio de Arizona para demandar a los legisladores federales que no aprueben la legalización de migrantes indocumentados, pero sobre todo que la frontera esté completamente segura.
La frontera, sí, la frontera. Deporten todos, todos. Los niños no son ciudadanos. El Amendment 14.2 dice eso.
You need to obey the laws, you need to respect this country by coming in.
Ana Teresa Castillo emigró hace varias décadas desde México. Legalmente, aunque habla español, prefiere hablar inglés porque dice que es la manera de respetar este país, no como lo hacen, según ella, los inmigrantes que violan la ley al cruzar la frontera ilegalmente. Por eso, se unió a la protesta.
And they're not doing it. They're not listening to the American people. They're treating their...
Otras como Marlene Rodríguez tacharon a sus representantes en el Congreso como traidores por tratar de aprobar una reforma que beneficie a inmigrantes indocumentados y no a ellos. Sin embargo, no todos en ese lugar pensaron lo mismo. Un pequeño grupo se atrevió a desafiarlos, señalándolos como racistas.
Fuimos discriminados toda nuestra vida. Pero parecía que se estaban componiendo las cosas, pero ahora esto no, esto está muy mal.
Pero los grupos antimigrantes no son los únicos que se manifestaron este fin de semana en Arizona. Anoche un grupo de activistas y miembros de la comunidad hispana forzaron sus plegarias al asilo para que se apruebe una reforma migratoria que los beneficie.
Pero lo más importante es llamarse como racista y decimos en historia. Todos los ciudadanos que no pueden arreglar sus cosas, llámense como racistas.
Bueno, y de la misma manera, las personas que se manifestaron en este lugar aseguraron que día tras día mandarán mensajes a los legisladores federales allí en Washington para que no beneficien a inmigrantes indocumentados, pero sobre todo que tengan más seguridad en la franja fronteriza. Hasta aquí mi reporte en vivo. Regreso contigo, Alejandra.
Gracias, Rubén.
In policy, more than 20 years, not everyone's happy about this bill. Opponents continue to demonstrate in Washington, D.C. and across the country. People also demonstrating here in Phoenix today. Alex Savage joins us live from the state capitol with more.
Yeah, they were fired up over this immigration reform bill. We had at least 1,000 or so people pour onto the lawn here in front of the state capitol this afternoon. What they're trying to do is get state, Washington lawmakers, rather, to back off of this immigration reform bill. Feeling betrayed by the representatives in Washington, D.C., the folks at this rally are fighting a plan to overhaul our country's immigration system. It's a plan that would put millions of undocumented people on a path to citizenship.
That's Anderson. It's not stopping anything. It's giving them free benefits, free rides.
The so-called March for America is meant to send a strong message to backers of this reform bill, specifically Arizona Senators John McCain and John Kyle. State Representative Russell Pierce said there's simply no need for any reform. The government just needs to go after those here illegally and the businesses hiring them.
We don't remove those who go after the laws. We have good laws. Enforce the law. Go after employers. We take the handcuffs off law enforcement.
We are not going to give away our country.
Retired school teacher Anna Gaines is passionately opposed to this latest immigration reform plan. She immigrated here legally from Mexico and says those who snuck across the border don't deserve a break.
The solution for those families is for them to take control of their own actions and know that what they did was wrong. If I had done something like that, I would have to be the one to fix it.